For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump now says he misspoke in Helsinki when he said he didn't see any reason why it would be Russia that interfered in the 2016 election. He says he meant to say wouldn't instead of would.
I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place.
But then, in his effort to clarify the statement, he added it could be other people too. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says the backtrack only serves Russian President Vladimir Putin.
What is President Putin going to take out of the president's actions today? That the man is weak, that he's afraid, that he's cowardly, and that Putin will feel that he can take even further advantage of Donald Trump.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Some tourists in Hawaii were injured when a lava explosion sent rocks flying into their boat. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
After more than 2 months of eruptions from Kilauea volcano, lava bombs are still sending giant rocks into the air. Hawaii Fire Battalion Chief Matthias Kush says one has injured several people on a tour boat.
Primarily soft tissue injuries. There was one obvious femur fracture.
Since May, the volcano has destroyed more than 700 homes. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Twitter is cleaning out more suspicious accounts. The suspension of those 58 million Twitter accounts highlights the company's newly aggressive stance against malicious or suspicious accounts in the wake of the Russia disinformation efforts during the presidential campaign. The number of suspended accounts originated with Twitter's Firehose, a data stream it makes available to academics, companies, and others willing to pay for it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
After a relatively steady price for gasoline over the last few weeks, motorists will see a slight increase this week across the nation. With more, here's John Clemens.
Mississippi shares the lowest prices with Alabama at $2.55 a gallon, while California remains the highest at $3.65. Factor DeHaan of GasBuddy.com looks at the national average.
Well, it was a relatively minor swing. The national average increased about a penny and a half, closing at about $2.87 a gallon. That's up from about $2.86 a week ago. So not a huge increase, but an increase nonetheless. It was our first increase in the last few weeks.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
A top Republican leader is one of those criticizing President Trump's comments during his summit with Russia's leader, Vladimir Putin. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Republican House Speaker Paul Ryan says it's clear Russia interfered in the 2016 presidential election.
Russia is a menacing government that does not share our interests, and it does not share our values, and I think that should be made very, very clear.
And as for Russia's leader?
Vladimir Putin does not share our interests.
However, as President Trump continues to face broad bipartisan criticism after seeming to side with Putin over U.S. intelligence agencies, Ryan says he doesn't agree with some assertions that Trump's comments were treasonous. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.